Now, a new survey conducted by the Wisconsin Professional Police Association found that communities of color in the state would like to see more policing in their communities.
This comes at a time when relations between minority communities and law enforcement can be tense nationwide. And our next guest says that just because a community wants more community policing, it doesn't mean they necessarily want more boots on the ground.
Jim Palmer joins us now. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Jim, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Before we get into this new poll, let's talk about community policing. It's a phrase we hear a lot when we talk about police and community relationships, but what is it? What happens when a department is practicing community policing?
Well, in community policing, officers tend to be assigned to a specific area, and they really work to develop relationships in the neighborhoods, not only with the people that live there, but with the organizations that might serve the residents there. And it really is a relationship-centered kind of policing approach, and it's one that has really grown over many years, and I think will continue to grow for many years to come.
Is this something that people are embracing wholeheartedly, or is it, like in any line of work, is this kind of a buzzword that people are latching onto?
Well, I do really think there is a great deal of appeal for this kind of policing. It personalizes officers, certainly. Kind of breaks down some of those barriers that people might have when they just see a police officer's uniform and their badge, and allows people, residents that are served by law enforcement, to see the officers as individuals. And likewise, it really helps the law enforcement officers understand the communities that they're serving. And so I really think it is a meaningful approach that's going to continue to grow.
Let's get into that new survey now. What did you learn from this survey when it comes to the public's attitudes toward community policing?
Well, you know, Wisconsin really has been a national leader when it comes to enacting and exploring reforms and innovations for policing in the 21st century. And this is the fifth year that we've conducted a statewide poll through the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. And it's worth noting that we're the only statewide law enforcement group in the country that engages in such an effort. On the issue of community policing, what we found was that, interestingly, overall, that 58% of the respondents feel that the community level of community policing should remain the same. 37% indicated that they thought they wanted an increase. But when we kind of peeled back the cross tabs and looked more at the specific demographics of the poll, we found it interesting that amongst non-whites, 60%. Of those individuals wanted an increase in community policing. So to us, that was pretty instructive. It says that, minority communities don't just want more boots on the ground, but they want a certain type of policing, and that's something that the law enforcement community here in Wisconsin be sensitive to.
And there's a big national conversation here in the state, too, about the relationship between police departments, police officers, and minority communities. Is community policing part of the solution to bridging the tensions that we see in a lot of communities?
I think it can go a long way to breaking down the barriers between law enforcement, the law enforcement community, and communities of color in particular. And it really that would help, I think, personalize the relationship both ways, in both directions, in a meaningful way. And I think that would make law enforcement more sensitive to the communities that they're serving, and it would make, hopefully, the residents that they're protecting, more aware of the jobs that officers have to do.
We talked yesterday to Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor. She's got a package of legislation she's working on, some of it meant to encourage community policing. She's working, she said, with Republican Senator Van Wongard on some related issues. What would you look for from the governor and state lawmakers that might make community policing easier to implement, more effective?
Well, obviously, funding is always an issue in law enforcement, and so that's something we want to be sensitive to, because at the end of the day, there needs to be an adequate response in each and every department so that they can respond to emergencies effectively and that they have the appropriate backup. I mean, over the last few years, we've seen some pretty significant increases in the number of officers assaulted in the line of duty, so the issue of backup is always important when officers, that they have the help when they need it, quite frankly. So that's one big thing. I think also making sure that the training is available so that community policing in one community isn't, all that different in another, and that there are some, best practices that are put to use. And I think that law enforcement in Wisconsin is very good in terms of learning from one another. So anything that we can do to improve that and reinforce that and strengthen that, I think will be helpful.
Talking to Jim Palmer with the Wisconsin Professional Police Association about police community relations and a new survey the organization just had conducted, some results out. Jim, we've focused so far on community policing. That was not the whole survey. You also ask every year about the public's attitude toward police officers. What did you find this year?
Well, and this has been these results have been consistent over the 5 years that we've been doing this poll. What we found were that the approval rating overall in Wisconsin for its police officers is very high this year at 84%. Again, looking deeper into the poll, it's revealed that there's an 88% approval rating amongst Caucasians, and minorities a 65% approval rating. So still a majority, but I think the fact that there is that disparity is again something to which the law enforcement community needs to be aware of and sensitive to.
Now, what kind of things can you do to close that gap?
Well, it really does come back to community policing in one way. And in another way, we think that anything we can do as the state's largest law enforcement group to help break down those barriers and improve the criminal practices and the criminal justice practices, rather, that exist in the state. And also just to help educate the public about law enforcement and the dangerous jobs that they have. Another area that we asked this year we asked some questions about people's perceptions related to the officer-involved deaths that occurred in the last year. Mm-hmm. And then we could kind of match that against the reality that we saw. So, for example, we asked, how many people did they think were fatally shot by police last year? How many people did they think were armed? And, while our poll showed that a significant proportion of the people, though certainly not a majority, felt that a number of unarmed individuals were shot by police last year. In fact, 100% of the fatal police shootings did involve armed subjects. So that's, we think, a helpful distinction for us to make. And we also asked to what extent people had a sense about the race of the people that law enforcement officers were shooting. So, we asked that, did they think that most people shot by police are black, African American, or some other members of some other minority group? And again, there were significant proportions of our respondents that indicated that, although again not a majority, that there were minorities that represented the majority of those fatally shot by police. When in fact, 70% of the individuals were white. And so again, we're trying to do our part on multiple fronts to just help educate the public and frankly, educate the law enforcement community as well.
Those police-involved deaths are obviously one of the things that have gotten the most attention in the national media. Are there things you think police departments can do, are doing, to reduce the risk of those situations whenever possible?
Absolutely. Again, this is where I think Wisconsin really has been ahead of the curve over the last several years. There really has been more of an emphasis on de-escalation, training, and tactics that utilize less lethal forms of force. But, even if you look at many of the cases that involved fatal shootings last year, they involved, cases where the officers did attempt to use less lethal force first, and they were unfortunately ineffective.
And as we wrap up, Jim, I wanted to ask about, there's been a call from some state lawmakers to take that investigation law of police shootings, change it a little more to try to make sure people doing the investigation have as little contact as possible, or little connection, I should say, as possible with the police department involved. Do you think that investigation law needs to change?
Well, we think the investigation law, which, as you know, is the first of its kind in the country, and Wisconsin is still, even though we passed that law in 2014, we're still only one of three states in the nation that mandates the independent investigations of officer-involved deaths. So our view is that the law has worked very well, but that doesn't mean we should foreclose any opportunities to explore ways to improve it. As far as reducing conflicts of interest, perceived conflicts of interest, we think that's certainly worth exploring, but obviously the devil is in the details, and we want to make it we don't want to make the law ineffective or hamstring the law. And so that will be a concern of ours as we evaluate that proposals such as that.
We'll leave it there for now. Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
That was Jim Palmer, executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. He joined us to talk about a new poll from that organization and a growing interest in community policing in the state. You can share your thoughts on the topic over on the Central Time Facebook page.